Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka, your community radio station. And joining me in the studio is Jan Lovett, president of the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild, Annette Blankenship, scholarship chair for the guild. And they're here to talk about the scholarship auction, which is coming up tomorrow. Welcome to Morning Edition.
Good morning.
Right. Morning.
Well, we're almost there. We're almost at auction time. And this is apparently 16 years you've been doing this. Is that correct?
Yes.
That's quite a long time.
Yes. We started in 1999. And so it's our 16th year. And been a long time.
Tell us a bit of how this auction works and what the purpose is behind it.
Well, we wanted to start giving some scholarships to graduating seniors from Sitka High and Mount Edgecombe High, and we just thought we were quilters. How do we raise money? We'll make quilts. So we started making minis.
Which are small quilts. For those of you who aren't part of the quilt world, you cannot wrap up in a mini with your favorite beverage and a book.
And we just thought we would start selling them, and that's how we started raising money.
Okay, and it's expanded a bit since you first started, hasn't it?
It has. We started with our goal to give two $500 scholarships, and we easily raised that the first year. And then we decided to add outcry items. And so those are donated items by members. And so then we quickly increased the amount of the scholarship, and we thought, well, okay, let's give some to Fine Arts Camp, too. So we, by year two, were doing that. And so ever since, we've been giving to the three things.
About how much did you give away last year?
I think it was around
$2,000.
Around $700 to $750 for each.
For each of the, yeah. So yeah, it's not an insubstantial amount of money from quilting. And it's all local here.
And it goes, scholarships are for high school students graduating seniors?
Yes.
And then the Fine Arts Camp scholarships as well.
Right. So that money goes to the Fine Arts Camp scholarship fund, and then they will do with it as they see fit. So we don't have any kind of a application process or anything for kids going to camp trying to get a scholarship. But we do have an application process for the high schools, and those are available already in their counseling offices.
Okay. Well, so the auction is tomorrow, 7 p.m.?
Yes, correct.
At Centennial Hall.
In the exhibit room at Centennial Hall. Mm-hmm. We'll be having our monthly, as the Ocean Wave Quilters meet on the first Tuesday of every month, and in past years, this auction has just been part of our meeting. This year, we're mixing it up a little bit, and we're doing our business meeting from 6:30 to 7, which people are more than welcome to come and just see what, it's a very, very short and modified business meeting. And then at 7 o'clock, we'll be open to the public, and we'll start with some viewing of the items, and then Annette will explain how the bidding works on the mini quilts, because it's a little bit different than any other sort of auction here in town. And we anticipate the whole evening should be done at about 8:30 tomorrow night.
Well, so about $2,000 from predominantly quilts. That must be a lot of quilts.
No, quilters are just generous.
Yes. Typically, we have between 15 and 25 minis, and some in a might be called a wall hanging size. And so they sell generally average around $70 to $80. We've had quilts go as high as $250. Just depends on the quilt, depends on the bidder. And
so that part of the auction is 10 bids in 10 minutes, and they're secret bids. And then the envelopes are collected at the end of the 10 minutes, and then the winners are announced. So it is, you know, there's, and Annette will explain the whole strategy and the whole process of how that part
works. That's very interesting. I mean, so Sitkins are well-versed in auctions, you know, fundraising auctions. Mm-hmm. But this might be interesting for folks who'd like to see it done a little differently.
This is definitely a little differently. We will have some standard silent auction type items.
So you can see who you're bidding against and what they're bidding.
And we will have some regular outcry type items. But the quilts themselves are bid on secretly in 10 minutes. So that is different. And it goes quickly, and only 10 bids per quilt. So you have to hover around the one you really want.
And you only get to bid once. So you really have to kind of have a strategy. So
that is fascinating. Well, can you tell us about some of the quilts that will be there?
Sure. The ones that we know that we've collected so far, some people are still madly working on their quilts. Just a little thing about what a mini quilt is versus a wall-hanging quilt. In the world of quilters, there are rules. It doesn't seem like there should be, but there are. And a mini quilt is a quilt that is made out of blocks that are less than...
5 inches.
5 inches. Yeah, so it's like 5 by 5.
Perimeter is no more than 100 inches.
So that would be a mini. Now, a wall hanging is something like, for instance, Lisa Moore donated Tommy Joseph's pattern of Salmon Boy. So that's one big applique fish on a quilt, and it's just something you would hang on your wall, but it's not made out of 5-inch or smaller blocks. Ruth Culp is working on a quilt that has 1-inch blocks. They are the most adorable little houses and trees and sunshine. That quilt will probably go for a bunch of money because it is so small and so intricate. And it's only maybe 12 inches on a side.
Well, so quilts are more than just really beautiful blankets. There's a lot that goes into them. Like with the guild itself, the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild, it's, you know, more than just some people gathering and sitting around and quilting together. You folks do a lot in town.
Well, we do. You know, we are pretty busy. We have 3 different charity quilt projects that go on throughout the year. We make a quilt every year. We call it Quilt for a Cure, and it goes to the Sitka Cancer Survivor Society that they raffle off. And I think we're at $30,000 that we've raised for the Cancer Survivor Society over the 10 years that we've been doing this raffle quilt. We do Quilting from the Heart, which is kind of started, we're not even sure how long ago, maybe 20 years ago, but it's kind of people's leftover odds and ends, this and that, donated fabric, whatever that gets put into quilts, and they're given to various agencies around town, the Pioneer Home, the fire station. This year, they went to the air station over at Sitka for their pediatric rescue. Yep, for their pediatric rescues. They now grab a quilt when they know they have a small child that they're going to be rescuing. And we partner with public health and help with their baby quilts for their home, for the public health nurses' home visits. So those are just the charity projects that we work on during the year. We also raise money to donate. We buy library books for the library, so there's a huge quilting section. We offer classes throughout the year for members and non-members, and we have a great time. We get to sew. We get to practice our art.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you next. Is this organization open to anyone, regardless of skill level? If I don't know anything about quilting, but I want to learn, can I join?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We need more members who are younger and who run with scissors.
Yeah. Can you explain that, please?
You know, there's just a lot of changes happening in the quilt world, and it's really nice having some different perspectives. Some of us have been at it for a while, and we've been kind of sewing together for a while, so we start to know each other's tendencies, which in some ways it's really fun. But it's nice having, we've got a couple of new younger members now this year, and the fabric that they choose and the patterns they choose, it's like, oh, wow, and it just makes it all new again. So, yes, we are always open for new members.
Well, and don't we have a beginning quilt class coming up soon through community schools?
And we do have a beginning quilt,
members to
a
join
beginning quilt class coming up through community schools. I'm not sure when that starting date is. Mm-hmm. You can watch the community schools calendar. Sabre Jenkins will be teaching a log cabin quilt, and it will be a perfect first quilt project. In fact, several of the members in the guild, their very first quilt was a log cabin, either through Janine Holzman or through Sabra. And then they joined the guild, and then that's all she wrote. You're kind of done. You're sunk.
Well, and we also have a sewing day the first Saturday after each guild meeting, and those are open to members come, and it's perfect for new members or beginning quilters to come.
Thinking about quilting.
And get help.
And we all just work on various projects, or we help with each other's projects. If sometimes you need an opinion, and you can just show up to the open sewing day and throw your stuff on the floor and say, should I do this or this? And there's plenty of opinionated quilters.
Well, do either of you have any quilts in the auction tomorrow?
I do.
Well, I do too, actually. I just finished.
See? Sometimes it's just like, sometimes they're still hot from the iron.
Yeah, so I've got a little one that's going to be in there. It's got little trees and houses on it, and I just finished it. You haven't seen it yet.
Oh, I have not seen it yet. This is exciting, too. We get to see what everybody's been working on. We usually have show and tell at our meetings. That's part of our regular business meeting, and we won't be doing show and tell at the March meeting because basically our show and tell is auction and tell.
Yeah, so some of these minis we've seen, but a lot will be surprises to us also.
And Jan, what do you have in the auction?
Well, we did a little mini bag scrap exchange in January. We just put lots of little things in a sandwich bag, and then it was a kind of a silent closed eyes exchange kind of thing. And I happened to get a bag of orange and blue 9-patch blocks, little 3-inch blocks from Sarah Jordan. They were left over from a project. She didn't know what to do with them. She says, oh, I'll just throw them in a bag and I'll exchange them with somebody. And that's what I happened to get. So I put a quilt together, challenged myself to use gray because that's the new it color. And I put them together in a gray setting. And I was very pleased with how it turned out. So these are some blocks from Sarah that she didn't know what to do with.
Well, so if folks would like to take a look at any of these quilts, if they're interested at all in the Guild, if they would like to contribute by bidding on items to the scholarship fund, if they'd like to see an auction done in a different way, they can all go down to the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild scholarship auction tomorrow. Do you folks have any closing thoughts you'd like to share?
It's always a great evening. It's always very fun.
It's very fun. And I actually would just like to extend a personal invitation to all former members of the Guild. And there's a lot of them out there, and them and the rest of the community. Come on down. It'll be a fun time.
Yep, 7 o'clock tomorrow night.
Great. Well, thank you very much for
joining
me.
Thank you.
My guests have been Jan Levitt and Annette Blankenship from the Ocean Wave Quilters Guild. They're holding their scholarship auction tomorrow, 7 p.m. at Centennial Hall. You can go on down to view some beautiful quilts and to contribute to the scholarship fund.